reading from 9th Canto, 15th chapter, 25 verse. Sabhe ratnam duta drishtva. Atmaishwaryatishayanam. Tanna driyada agni hotra. Savilasa sahai haya. Savai ratnam tuta drishtva. Atmaishwaryatishayanam. Tanna-driyata-agni-hrotya Savilasa-sahai-haya. Bolo. Anybody repeating? Atmaishwaryatishayanam. Tanna-driyata agnihotryam Savilasa sahai hai. Word meanings. Taha. He. Vai. Indeed. He means Kartavirya Arjuna. Ratnam. A great source of wealth. Tu. Indeed. Tat. The Kamdhenu. In the position of Jamdagni. Rishtva, by observing. Atmaishwarya, we are possessed opulence. Atishayanam, which was exceeding. This is exceeding. Tat. That. Na. Not. Adriyatam. Appreciated very much. Agnihotram. In that cow, which was used for executing the Agnihotra sacrifice. Sa-vilasa became desirous. Sa-hai-haya with his own men, the Hayas. Translation. Kartavirya Arjuna thought that Yamadagni was more powerful and wealthy than himself because of possessing a jewel in the form of Kamdhenu. Therefore he and his own men, the Hayas, were not very much appreciated of Yamadagni's reception. On the contrary, they wanted to possess that Kamdhenu, which was useful for the execution of Agnihotra sacrifice. Please repeat. Kartavirya Arjuna thought that Yamadagni was more powerful and wealthy than himself because of possessing a jewel in the form of the Kamdhenu. Therefore he and his own men, the Hayas, were not very much appreciative of Jamadagni's reception. On the contrary, they wanted to possess the Kamdhenu, which was useful for the execution of the Agnihotra sacrifice. Purport. Yamadagni was very powerful than Kartavirya Arjuna because of performing the Agnihotra Yajna. Clarify butter received from the Kamdhenu. Everyone was prepared to possess such a cow. Everyone can be expected to possess such a cow. Nonetheless, an ordinary man may possess an ordinary cow, give protection to the animal, take sufficient milk from it, and engage the milk to produce butter and purified ghee, especially for performing Agnihotra Yajna. This is possible for everyone. That we find that in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, analysis, Guruksha, the precious of cows, protection of cows. This is material because this is essential. Because if cows are cared for properly, they will early supply sufficient milk. We have practical experience in America that in our various ISKCON farms, we are giving proper protection to the cows and receiving more than enough milk. Other farms, the cows do not deliver as much milk as in the our farms. Because of our farms, cows know well that we are not going to kill them. They are happy. They are giving ample milk. Therefore, the instruction given by Lord Krishna, Guruksha, is extremely meaningful. The whole world must learn from Krishna, how to live happily without scarcity, simply by producing food grains. Annat bhavanti bhutani, and give protection to the cows. Goraksha. See Goraksha. Vanajyam. Vaishakarma Svabhavajam. These, those who being, belong to the third level of human society, namely the mercantile people, must keep land, producing food grains, and giving protection to the cows. This is the injunction of Bhagavad Gita. In the matter of protecting the cows, the meditators will protest. But in an answer is, to them we may say that while Krishna gives, since Krishna gives stress to the cow protection, those who are inclined to eat meat may eat the flesh of unimportant animals like hogs, dogs, goats and sheep. But they should not touch the life of the cows. For this is destructive in the spiritual advancement of human society. Prabhupada's one of the favorite topics, Sri Goraksha Vanija, Vishakarma Svabhavaja. It was the favorite topic of Lord Chaitanya also. Lord Chaitanya also, when he first visit to Chankaji, he said, I have to ask you one question. First question he asked, Chankaji, because cow is our mother and bull is our father. So what kind of philosophy you have that you kill your mother and father? This is the first question Lord Chaitanya asks. So it's very important. We have to understand this is a cow killing society. They cannot offer anything to us because their economy is based on cow killing. Prabhupada was diametrically opposite to their culture. He said, Kirata Hunanda Pulinda Pukasha Avira Sumbaya Yavanakasade Anneja Baba Hira Pasayas Sudjandi Prabhu Vishnavetasme. Kirat, Hun, Andhra, Purind, Pukasa, all of them are cow eaters. Malachya, Yavana. So those people can be made into devotees. And by the power of Vishnu and his devotees, Vaishnavas, their life can be changed. But that they have to live the life of Vaishnavas. Not Vaishnavas have to live life of them. That is the... Actually, Kartavirya Arjuna was very powerful. He took Ravan in his hand and put him in the jail, and then he released him. He was so powerful that he grabbed Ravan. So poor Jamadagni, he could not fight physically with such a man, but he was mentally very powerful. When Parasuram came and saw that Kamdhenu was gone, Kartavirya, he took a piercing ace. He took the axe and went to Kartavirya Arjuna and killed him. And his many, many soldiers also he killed. He exhibited extraordinary prowess. But 60,000 sons of Kartavirya Arjuna, they took revenge. And when Parashuram was not there, they cut the head of Jamalagni and they left. Parashuram later on killed all 60,000 of their sons. And he killed Kshatriyas from the earth 21 times. He's a very powerful person. But Chaitanya Chandramana says, so what that the Lord picked up the earth from the ocean of from the causal ocean or where earth was sinking, or so what that Lord Narasimhadev killed one demon, or so what that other incarnations further activities. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in single pastime he delivered thousands of people. So that is very useful and beneficial to us. So this description is there, but the description is not very attractive. It's grotesque, killing 60,000 sons, killing Kshatriyas 21 times. Parama Karuna Paho Duvijan Nitai Gaur Chandra Savatara Sara Siromani Kival Ananda Kanda Savatara Sara Siromani is the essence of all the incarnation. So it's better to read that. Even the demigods, they were in ecstasy when they saw Jagayan Nadai were delivered. Dharmaraj, Yamaraj, he asked Chitragupta, what was the amount of sinful activities that these two brothers did? So Chitragupta says that if there was mountains and mountains of sinful activities of these two brothers, and if you read for 30 days, 30 writers, scribes, then only you can read, but it's not able to read. So Dharmaraj became astounded that Lord Chaitanya delivered these two brothers in 1 second. So he fell in ecstasy on his chariot. He fell unconscious. Siddhagupta made noise, utho utho, get up, get up. So all the associates were making noise. So all the demigods, they came to know that Yamaraj has become unconscious on his chariot. So while passing, they were passing him his chariot. So they all stopped and crowded Yamaraj's chariot. And everybody whispered in his ear, Hare Krishna. And he woke up. And they started chanting together and started dancing. Demigods started dancing. Lord Shiva started dancing. Lord Brahma started dancing. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Panchavadana Naradhari. Panchavadana Naradhari Premera Sagana Rola. Kamalasana Nachiya bole, bola bola Hari bol. Sometimes, and Lord Shiva, today is Shivratri, so we can remember his pastime. Lord Shiva is considered one of the chief Vaishnavas. And you wonder why he is considered chief Vaishnavas. You should see him many chances in Sankirtan. We have never witnessed Lord Shiva's dancing in Sankirtan. But there is one instance when he danced when Jagai Madai was delivered. So he grabbed Yamaraj and fell on the chariot and they went rolling the chariot. Brahmaji also was dancing heavily. All the demigods were dancing. And Vrindavanadas Thakur has given a description, very beautiful description. So such a scene is very attractive, even for the demigods, even for the devotees. That is why Lord Chaitanya is considered the topmost or the essence of all the incarnations. Now, I want to read one pastime of Lord Chaitanya when he confronted Chanakaji. It's a very nice description of Goraksha from the mouth of the Lord Himself. Prabhu kahe godugdha khao kabhi tumhar mata Rishar anna upajai tate taha pita. Lord said, you drink cow's milk, therefore the cow is your mother, and the bull produces grains for your maintenance, therefore it is your father. Pita mata mari khao ebe kon dharma. Kwan bole kar tumi, ehi mato vikarma. Since the bull and cow are your father and mother, how can you kill and eat them? What kind of religious principle is this? On which, what strength are you so daring to commit such sinful activities? Purport. Everyone can understand that we drink the milk of cows and take the help of bulls producing agricultural products. Therefore, since our real father gives us food grains and our mother gives us milk with which to live, bull and cow are considered our father and mother. According to Vedic civilization, there are even mothers, there are seven mothers, of which cow is one. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu challenged Muslim Kaji, what kind of religious principle do you follow? Killing your father and mother to eat them? In any civilization in a human society, no one would dare kill his father and mother for the purpose of eating them. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu challenged system of Muslim religion as patricide and matricide. The Christian religion also, principal commandment is, thou shalt not kill. Nevertheless, Christians violate this rule. They are very expert in killing and in opening slaughterhouses. In our Krishna conscious movement, our first provision is that no one would be allowed to eat any kind of flesh. It does not matter whether it is cow's flesh or goat's flesh. But we especially express stress prohibition against cow's flesh, because according to Shastra, cow is our mother. Thus the Muslims cow killing challenged by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kaji replied, as you have scriptures, Kaji kahe tumar teshe Veda Purana, teshe amara Shastra, Kitava Purana. Kaji replied, as you have your scriptures called the Vedas and Puranas, There are other scriptures known as the Holy Quran. Prabhupada Chandkaji agreed to talk with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the strength of the scriptures. According to Vedic scriptures, if one can support his position by quoting from the Vedas, his argument is perfect. Similarly, when the Muslims support their position with positions, quotations from the Quran, their arguments are also authorized. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised the question of Muslims cow killing and bull killing, Chandkaji came to the standard of understanding from the scriptures. Sei kahe, Sei Shastra kahe, Pravutti Nivrutti Marga, Veda. Nivrutti Marga hai Jiva Matra, Vajra Nishez. According to the Quran, there are two ways of advancement. Through increasing propensity to enjoy and through decreasing the propensity to enjoy. On the path of decreasing enjoyment, killing of animals is prohibited. On Nivruti Marga is prohibited. On Nivruti Marga is allowed. Thus, the path of material activities, there is regulation for killing cows. If such killing is done under the guidance of scripture, there is no sin. That's what Chandkaji said. This purport is very meaningful, so I read. The word Shastra is derived from this Dhatu, Shas, or whatever root Shas. Shas Dhatu pertains to controlling or ruling. Shastra, Shikshak, Shasan. A government's ruling through force, a weapon, is called Shastra. Thus, whenever there is riding, either by weapons or by injunctions, the Shas Dhatu is the basic principle. Between Shastra and Shastra, better is Shastra of Vedic scriptures, are not ordinary law books of human common sense. They are the statements of factually liberated persons, unaffected by the imperfections of the senses. Shastra must be correct always, not sometimes correct and sometimes incorrect. In the Vedic scriptures, the cow is described as a mother. Therefore, she is a mother for all time. It is not as some rascals say, that in the Vedic age, she was a mother, but she is not in this age. If Shastra is in authority, Kaur is a mother always. She was a mother in the Vedic age, and she is a mother in this age also. If one acts according to the injunction of the Shastra, he is freed from the reactions of sinful activity. For example, the propensities for eating flesh, drinking wine, enjoying sex are all natural, the conditions. Path of such enjoyment is called Pravruti Marga. Shastra says, Pravruti Resham Bhutanam, Pravruti Stu Mahapara. One should not be carried away by the propensities of effective conditioned life. One should be guided by the principles of the Shastras. A child's propensity is to play all day long, but it is an injunction of Shastras. The parents would take care of them, educate them. Shastras are there just to guide the activities of human society. But because people do not refer to the instructions of Shastras, which are free from defects and imperfections, they are therefore misguided by so-called educated teachers and leaders who are full of deficiencies of conditioned life. There is further discussion, and Chandkaji said, In your Vedas also it is said that you can eat cows. So Lord Chaitanya said, the Vedas there is never mention of killing the cows. But sometimes the munis in Dwapara Yuga or in Tetra Yuga or Satya Yuga, they were chanting mantras to see that they could revive an old cow and make her a new cow. So there was only making the cow to be a new animal, never to kill. It was to give her a new life, never to kill. So Govas was prohibited in all Vedic cultures. And especially in Kali Yuga, Ashwamedham, Gavalambam, Sannyasaparvaitrukat, Devarana Surapati, Kalopanchavivarjita. So argument went on like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated Chankaji and he considered that you are right, I accept that our Shastras are concocted and modern, newly made. And our Shastras do not tell the right thing. But because we are Muslims, we support these scriptures. Prabhupada says, Old Testament, New Testament and Quran. There are three new scriptures and they are all unauthorized, unsubstantial. So they are guiding their followers to misdirections like killing the cows and other things. Actually, Prabhupada said, killing the goat is also bad, but killing the goat is all right compared to cow. Cow should never be killed. So, this is Prabhupada's instruction that we have to protect the cows at our cost of our own life. Jamadagni protected the cow. Even though he was not weapon wielder, warrior, his son wielded the weapon and killed the wrongdoers. But Jamadagni, when he Parashuram came back, Jamadagni said, what did you do, my son? Why did you kill the king? We are Brahmanas. We are embodiment of mercy. Why did you kill the king? Parashuram said, because he offended you. So Jamadagni said, even if somebody offends, should not kill the king. So Jamadagni was personification of Brahminical culture. So there is two things should be protected. No Brahmane Devaya, go Brahmane Taya, Chagathitaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo. Brahminical culture and cow protection. These two things are to be very dear to Krishna and it always be protected. Because of the lack of Brahmini culture, the whole world has become degraded hell, Prabhupada says. So our duty is to protect cow and Brahmini culture, spread Brahmini culture. When we sankirtan, when we do sankirtan, we spread the Brahminical culture. And Lord Chaitanya, he prohibited this cow killing and cow slaughter and Brahminical culture destruction. Govindakarja. And he recommended Kirtaniya Sadahari, always chant Hare Krishna. Rātri dīna khāyate suhite, rātra nāmare. Day and night, while eating or while sleeping, one should chant the holy name of Krishna. That is the principles of Kirtan Mela. You are chanting day and night. So, you cannot be wrong. Kirtan is always praiseworthy. I think it will be very sweet if Kirtan Mela chants all the time. Our whole life is a Kirtan Mela as such, because we are supposed to chant Kirtaniya Sadahari. But sometimes we forget, so to remind us, sometimes Kirtan Mela is arranged. It is for the benefit of every devotee. Hare Krishna. If you have any questions, I am sorry if you could not hear Mataji here. I am speaking with my all energy. That is all the energy I have. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.